Yeah, boys know what time it is, man.
Hey, man, buckle up your chin strap. Man, about time to break this huddle, man. This thing ready to break. Big ups. Once again, it's the Supreme Weekly Roundup. It's your boy, Jovial Joel, Seahawks coach in the house, on the mic. Got my esteemed coaches in the house. Coach Phil of them Patriots. What up, babes?
Hey, H-Town, stay down.
We got Coach Manilio of them Eagles, man. What's going on, Coach?
What's up, fellas? What's up, Supreme? H-Town, man. Big win for my boys in real life yesterday, man.
Life imitates Supreme. Supreme imitates life. Let me tell you, this. Them Texans, boy, it looked like a Supreme game weekend out there in the real gridiron, even including Mr. Controversy himself, DK Metcalf, with a big game today. We had to bring that boy on back, Coach.
Coach, I told you, man. We had to make sure that happened for you and your team, man. We figured that, you know, get that man a little bit of a redemption, man. Let him come back and, you know, after he humbled himself and seen that, you know, anybody could be moved at any time. Don't ever feel like you too good. You know what I'm saying?
Saying, you know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, Coach. Hey, and that's where it goes, Supreme, babes. It's, anything goes. But anyway, jumping into, do we got any rankings or we going to jump right into some pickups, Coach?
We're gonna jump right into some pickums, man. We're gonna jump right into some of those final moves that was made because I know it was a couple of more trades that happened at the end of the week, and you know, just really just you know, the vision that Supreme has got going, man. We want to give a shout out to Keon for Keon. Simply because, you know, that guy is in the hospital, so that's why we couldn't get that those power rankings. So I really don't know what the nature of him being in the hospital for, if it's some for somebody else or for himself. But either way go, you know, shouts out to that coach, man. Prayers up for anybody or anyone that's going on, man.
And that's 1,000. We always family man first, so yeah, we do keep it up to the commish. In this episode, as that is happening, like we said, Supreme imitates real life, so every day is a battle. But jumping into Supreme, what you got, Coach?
Jump right into it, man. I want to ask old McNeil, man. Obviously, you saying it was another trade that happened for those Patriots, man. We was able to go and get that 99 speed, 99 acceleration, and an old Rondale. Oh man,
I was pissed off about that.
Some guys were upset about that move. Some guys were upset about that move, Coach. We want to give you the floor and just, you know, obviously you stressed how upset you were after the DK Metcalf trade, but you know, this one they thought was a little bit more, you know, evenly traded. I need to hear your side of the story and why you think that. Why were you so upset?
I respect all expert opinion as well, Coach. But as you get started, we respect your expert opinion.
Again, going back to what we talked about in regards to the trade with Metcalf, we just felt like he didn't get enough. That's all we were clearly stating the last time we had discussed this. But yeah, I actually tried to make a offer to Coach for more, and so that's really what I was kind of upset about. It wasn't more so that he got traded; it was more so that I tried to, you know, get him on the squad because that's a big weapon that any team could add to their repertoire and, you know, change some things up. So it wasn't more so that he got traded. It was more so that I wasn't able to.
You were in the sweepstakes, Coach. I will say, being that I had that asset at the time, you were in the sweepstakes. And I got several calls from all around the league. I appreciate all the coaches.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I already know.
We saw something that we hate. You won a 6 ball club. You think something happening? I actually, Coach, I'm a little partial. I like to trade with a other conference team. I don't want to have to see Rondale Moore no more. I ain't want to have to be in no NFC Championship game against the Eagles and see Rondale Moore. Bro. And I said, you know what? We're going to pick up this other phone. So that's how I play. Because as a real coach in the real league, you play like that. Like, hey, we don't want to see that.
Nah, that's right. That's right. I can respect that.
So, you know,
that
guy sent that guy over to the YPA, man. YPA never had no type of weapon and explosiveness like this kind of guy, man.
So, how did you like him in your first game, Coach? I see you got to win
one. Hey, to say we were ecstatic, it would be an understatement. I mean, we went into our first game of the year against a very familiar opponent who has given us some trouble this Madden in the Titans in the North. And he's very familiar with YPA. He's very familiar with the plays, the play calls, the hot routes. He know it all. So for a guy like that to be very familiar with it and still cannot stop a premier guy like that, I mean, the fastest speed I think I ever had was 94. So now with this guy being 99, man, I don't give a fuck who you got on your team. If this guy is running a slant against man, I don't give a fuck.
You're not covering him.
He finna create some separation, man. So for a very man scheme like the Titans, it was great to be able to have that guy and be able to get that separation. Now, granted, we still struggled offensively, but we still are strong, man, defensively. We gave up a long ass 85-yard run or something like that right at the end of the half, which is absolutely.
But it only cost y'all a field goal. It only cost you three because you made the tackle.
Correct. But you know what we was doing? I was chasing him. I could have tackled him a lot sooner, but I was trying to let him go as far as he could before the time ran out. And he actually ended up getting – I seen it, and I was like, damn, he got to like the 10. I said, man, I got to tackle this nigga before he actually score. And he got tackled, I think, with 2 seconds left. So, you know, it pissed me off. But we got the job done. At the end of the day, that's what we needed to do. It was a great morale boost for our team, simply because, like I said, you know, that guy and that team has given us some headaches. And so moving forward, you know, we definitely are looking forward to the remainder of this season because we feel that we are battle-tested. So, you know, starting off, man, we're going to jump off with the pick-ems. Obviously, going with that game being first, you know, now that one's out the way, we're going to jump right into it. We got these Jaguars and the Falcons, man. Joe, who you got in this one?
That's going to be a tough one on the line of scrimmage between these two coaches. Going to get ugly. The Jags will take more deep shots, but I think the Falcons are going to run the ball better. I got Falcons.
Okay. I'm going to take the Falcons on that one too, Coach. Man, you know, I'm going to roll with the Jags in this one, man. He got his one lonely win against the old Keon and the Texans. But if the Jags don't know how to do shit else, they got good defenders who know how to – and he could play the run. So unless you can really just move the ball through the air like that and play great defense against him, he ain't really going to be able to move the ball and put up a lot of points. But he can play some good defense. So I think with how the offense plays, I think it's just a good matchup for the Jags, man. I'm going to roll with the Jags on this one. In a nail bite, I'm going to say 20-16.
All right.
Moving forward, man, we got the Giants and the Seahawks.
Yes, sir.
Who you got in this one? I'd like to see my boy Joel win that one.
Hey, man, Giants got three wins, man.
Giants got three wins.
He's trying to turn over a new leaf.
Come on, man. Nah, man. We know two of them wins, I think, were from a sim.
Take it away then.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that earlier in the season how he was 3-0. He ain't won a game since then. But I'm gonna go ahead and take the Seahawks in this one, man.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure he don't win the game. We need this one. We need this one more than the Giants need it. So we gonna go and say we're gonna stop that quarterback and live with the results.
Nice. Okay. All right, moving forward, you got these 49ers and these Cowboys, man.
Another game of the week.
That's the game of the week, man. What y'all got, man? Who you got? I'm going with Cowboys, man. I think the Cowboys are starting to really lock in and make that run in the second half of the season.
Oh, so we know they just showed Cowboys. Us.
Yeah, I got Cowboys winning this one.
Hey, man, you ain't got to say that, man. Cowboys coming off of a big win up there in Seattle, so you looking to continue keep it going. Joe, who you got in this one?
I got those Cowboys. I just seen it, man. Them boys about to turn up, man. I'm the only one who beat the 49ers thus far, and I know it's a matchup league. I think what defense brings on the Cowboys side is going to show up in a big way in this game. I got Cowboys starting his run.
Man, yes, sir. This is going to be a good game, man, simply because what the Cowboys do well is play defense. I don't care if you pass or run. He played good defense, and he got a good offensive scheme. It's very he limits the turnovers, and he's real good with clock management. I think that if he can get a couple turnovers early from Tree and Tree continue to air it out, and start to get frustrated. I think that the Cowboys have pulled this one out. But I mean, Tree got a hell of a team, man. This guy's team, I want to say he probably got, you know,
leading the league in sacks. He got the sacks leader with Bosa.
You know, he might got six superstars on each side of the ball. I mean, the guy's team is riddled with superstars and X factors. So, you know, that could bring trouble for any opponent. So, like I said, I got the Cowboys winning this one, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers could pull it out. But my prediction is going to be Cowboys 28, 49-17. All right, moving forward, man, we got OG. OG got a couple wins, man. He got a couple wins in a row. He 2-5 now going against old Pudge. Pudge still struggling. He ain't won a game yet. Who y'all got? Dolphins and Bills. That one's already done. I think the Dolphins won that one. Oh, man. Yeah, I was going to pick the Dolphins anyway. Make sure y'all let me know if I pick. I've been offline today. So if I say any teams that's already been played, just let me know. We got the new ghost in the Bengals versus the Browns. I know that ghost did lose last week versus Marv.
Tough one against the Ravens. Big win by the Ravens.
And the Ravens. But like I said, going into that game, I knew it was a ghost. You know, probably hasn't been subjected to this type of competition in a league like Supreme. So, like I said, going into that week, I kind of knew that the Ravens would be able to pull that one out. But moving forward, man, this is second game. He's going against the undefeated Browns. Man, who y'all got?
Got them Browns, man. Browns about to welcome him to the division, man. He came into the division. Them boys can't let him get off like that. I got the Browns.
All right, Matt. Browns and who?
Browns and Bengals. Bengals. New Ghost Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got I got the Bengals winning this one, man.
Okay. Right,
man. McNeil been in the upset. McNeil been fucking drinking mimosas and shit on. No, I ain't drank a sip of alcohol this year.
Sip!
hey, man, what is that? Is that your New Year's resolution or what?
Taste it!
No, I don't really drink as it is, man. I'm trying to get this body all the way right, man.
Man,
alcohol, fuck that, man. Last time I seen you ass in Houston, man, we was on Washington, man. Your ass is litty. Liddy, 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 you and your buddy and shit, man.
So Liddy off life.
Yeah, but anyway, man, for me, I'm rolling with the Browns, man. It should be an easy win. Not just an easy win. I think it'll be a shellacking. Look for the Browns to win by at least, you know, 5 scores. Moving forward, man, we got the 0-7 Cliff and the Packers versus the Bears. I think this is a foregone conclusion. I think we all roll with the Bears. Look, Cliff, man, you need to go ahead and figure some things out, man. Either holler at me at YPA, man. I'm thinking we can make something happen, but you're going to have to come up off some of them players, man. I reached out to Cliff,
it's unacceptable,
man, before the deadline, man. I reached out to Cliff. We was in the war room heavy. And, I mean, there was 5 or 6 different guys on that guy's team that I really wanted bad, He wasn't trying to.
He ain't giving them up. He ain't giving them up. Hey, but guess what happened?
The first action is given. You got to give to get. That's all I can tell you.
Let me tell you something. It was so many dudes on his team. He was like, man, I can't do that. The penalty is too heavy. He kept talking about a penalty, right?
Get your checkbooks right, fellas.
He kept saying he a lifer. He a lifer. You better believe. I went and got old Rondell Moore. This nigga come sneaking in my DMs talking about, hey, man, I could put together something.
Exactly.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, Cliff.
Get out of here.
Man, don't get Rondell Moore. Just bury him, man. Send him somewhere he can make some good plays, man. Don't be out there just holding on to man like that, man.
Yeah, all right. But I think we all rolling with the Bears on that one, man. Let's move forward. Let's try to get through these. We got the Colts at 2-5 versus Marvin and the Ravens at 3-4. Who y'all got?
I got Ravens.
Ravens. Mac, who you got?
I got Ravens as well, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with the Ravens, man. Colts been struggling, dog. I don't know what the fuck.
Colts made a move. He made a move, but I don't know if it's gonna get him a win this game. Marv's looking to do something with those Ravens.
Man. We're gonna see. Moving forward, I think we all rolling with the Ravens on that one. Moving forward, man, we got the 5-2 Lions after they started out really hot versus the 3-4 Panthers. Panthers feeling sorry for themselves right now. Walden on the cusp of, you know, giving it up and going ahead and leaving Supreme. So who y'all think got winning this one?
I'll tell you one thing. Those Panthers sure need a big win. They have not been performing at the level those X Factors should buy them. But, hey, the Lions have been playing good. I think the Panthers get this one. I think Panthers get a win.
All right, Mac, what you got?
Man, I'm going to go with the Lions, man.
I'm rolling with the Lions, man. Like I said, the Panthers feeling sorry for themselves. They can't figure out how to stop the run. They're getting frustrated at the fact that they cannot stop the run. He's got players in position. He's run committing, and he still can't stop the run. And he's getting very, very frustrated. So I think that he's about to get a full load of ETN and whoever the fuck else that guy's got on the Lions. And I think he's just going to continue to run all over the Panthers, man.
So a top five rusher, ETN?
Yeah, I got top five in this one. 35-17. Let's move forward. I think that the we already saw the
Lions. You meant the Lions. You actually meant the Lions.
Yeah, Lions. I think we already seen the landslide that happened between the Chiefs and the Chargers. Like I said, I don't see the Chargers making it through the offseason of this year. He came in talking a lot of noise. We haven't yet to see him very much in the thread as of late. So look forward to that guy walking out of the league very soon. next up, we got the Steelers at 3-4 versus the 0-7 Cardinals, man. Who y'all got in this one?
Steelers.
Steelers.
Mac, I got the Steelers too, man. They got a good game plan. They got a good scheme. They just beat the shit out of the Texans. So we'll see what happens with that one. Obviously,
who just beat the Texans?
Steelers.
The Steelers did. Beat the dog shit out of them.
Oh yeah, but the Texans actually played again today.
Yeah, they did. They lost Broncos again, but last week they got the shit beat out of them by the Steelers.
Yeah, they took a 1-point loss to the Broncos this week.
Man, boy, struggling. And then we got the we already did that one. Titans and Patriots. So I was able to come out on top. We got the Saints and
Vikings should be on a finish right now.
Saints won that. They beat the shit out of them.
Gee whiz.
NFC North, man, they got a lot of ups and downs every single season. So some guys flash greatness, and then the next season they just turn to shit. So, and I think the last game is we already seen that one. We saw that the Broncos are able to pull it out against the Texans. So that was an interesting week this week coming off for the final. The trade deadline, man. So right now, boys have put themselves in position. They made some moves, and moving forward, man, it's just about what you do on the back half of the season. If you're right there on the cusp, if you're right there on the bubble, if you're only two or three games back from the division champion, I mean from the division leader, you know, you still got plenty of time. So
it's a long road, fellas.
It's a long road, man. It's a whole nother half of the season. Some of these guys have started out 4-0, 5-0, is now 5-3, 4-4.
And they haven't even played their matchups with their division, so it's going up.
Exactly. So my thing is, I say, look, everybody need to just lock in, try to get everything going. And
Ain't no more trying to do or do not. There is no try.
Bingo. Hey, what's the motto, McNeil? Get right or get left.
What's up? Get right or get left.
All right, man. Go ahead and wrap this thing up.
We wrapping this on Supreme Roundup here. It's your boy, Jovial Joel, Coach Philly Phil, Coach McNeil. We in the house. Shout out Coach Perry off the air today, but he'll be back. One love, bigger. She's supreme. 1,000.